There are at least 10 predominantly Muslim countries around the world which forbid homosexuality, and the laws of those countries set a punishment of death. Did you hear that? Death. For the practice of homosexuality. Sounds sort of barbaric, does it not? If in these countries you are a practicing homosexual, you know, LGBT, you can be tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. Death. No fewer than 40 out of 57 Muslim-majority countries or territories have laws that criminalize homosexuality, prescribing punishments ranging from fines and short jail sentences to whippings and even 10 or more years in prison. Isn't that incredible? Of those 10 countries which punish homosexuality by death, the Shiites believe that the penalty should be death by stoning or by the sword. Some believe the punishment should be throwing the homosexual culprit from a high wall, or perhaps even burning the convicted to death. Isn't that incredible? Stoning, the sword, burning, or throwing from a high wall. Incredible ways to die if you are a convicted homosexual in any of these predominantly Muslim countries. Unbelievable. Iran is notorious for hanging men accused of homosexual behavior. And then there is ISIS. The Associated Press reports that since 2014, ISIS has executed at least 30 people in Syria and Iraq for being homosexual, including 3 men who were dropped from the top of a 100-foot building in Mosul in June 2015. Can you believe that? Dropped from a 100-foot building. It seems as though the overwhelming majority of the population of these predominantly Muslim countries are very much against the practice of homosexuality, does it not? In 2013, the Pew Research Center surveyed the beliefs of Muslims in 36 countries. In 33 out of the 36 countries, more than 75% of those surveyed answered that homosexuality was, quote, morally wrong, end quote. Morally wrong. And in only 3 of those surveyed countries did more than 10% of those surveyed believe that homosexuality was morally acceptable. Morally acceptable. 10%. Then there is one Hirsi Ali, a fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School, who provides these insights to what she says is Islam's jihad against homosexuals. It seems, says M.S. Ali, that Muslim homophobia is institutionalized. Again, Muslim homophobia is institutionalized. Islamic law, Sharia law, as derived from the Quran and as evolved over several centuries, not only condemns the practice of homosexuality, but prescribes cruel and unusual punishments for such practice. Institutional Islam identifies the practice of homosexuality, judges it to be morally wrong, proscribes the practice thereof, and severely punishes the convicted. In addition, Ali says, many Muslim-majority countries have their own laws, secularly driven, that criminalize and punish homosexuals in the very same way as Islamic or Sharia law. Very same way. Small wonder, says Professor Ali, that the majority of Muslims in these countries, 75% or more, are indeed homophobic. Homophobic. And that, as they may migrate to the West, they take, she says, those attitudes, those homophobic attitudes, they take them with them. Ali goes on to say that the rise of modern Islamic extremism has worsened the intolerance against homosexuality. Extremists do not just commit violence against LGBT people, but they also spread such prejudice and homophobia globally by preaching that homosexuality is both a disease and a crime. Again, a disease and a crime. The world knows full well the horrific killings, the massacres in Orlando, as Omar Mateen slaughtered some 49 people in a gay bar with an assault rifle. In a gay bar. Mateen's parents originated from Afghanistan, where LGBT people face as much danger from their families or even vigilantes as they do from the authorities. Isn't that incredible? Whatever Mateen's motives may have been, he and his parents come from a country where homosexuality is considered morally wrong, severely punished, and where such an one as Mateen could face every bit as much danger from his family as from the authorities. Mateen had claimed allegiance to ISIS. Is everybody aware of that? To ISIS, to the Islamic State, notorious for homophobia, and perhaps that was a main motivator for him in carrying out the massacre. In fact, Omar Mateen's father said the following. Get these words now. God himself, said Mateen's father, God himself will give punishment to homosexuality. It is not for people to decide. Really? I guess his son didn't get that message. Obviously, the father was homophobic, and perhaps that is where the son got it. While same-sex attraction has historically been tolerated in some Muslim societies, gay sex has always been illegal because it occurs outside of marriage. Jonathan Brown, an expert in Islamic law at Georgetown University, said the following. In Islamic law, all sex outside licit relationship is forbidden. So, by definition, you cannot have a licit sexual relationship between two men or two women. You can't have it. Marriage, of course, is between man and woman, and consequently, by definition, excludes any form of homosexuality. But no matter how aggressive the laws may be, in practice, countries rarely mete out the most severe punishments. That is so because Sharia, or Islamic law, sets a very high standard of proof before an individual can be convicted. That proof can be either a confession from the homosexual, him or herself, or adequate proof for conviction must consist of the testimony of four upstanding men, not women, four upstanding men who witnessed the act. In short, the male witnesses must be of the strongest character and have actually witnessed the illicit and illegal homosexual act in order to convict. Small wonder that few are actually convicted. Where Omar Mateen and his family come from, Afghanistan, Afghan law penalizes homosexual relations with penalties of 5 to 15 years in prison. Wow, 5 to 15 years in prison. It seems as though Afghan police routinely harass, detain, and use violence against gay people. Violence, then, is predictable conduct, as homosexuality is dealt with, at least in Afghanistan. And perhaps that is where Mateen got his motivation to carry out his brutal, horrific act. But again, there is no country or territory as barbaric as ISIS, as Islamic State, known as it is for a brutally extreme hatred of homosexuals. In one instance of punishment, a blindfolded man was thrown from the roof of a two-story building in Iraq. Blindfolded. ISIS did that. The man survived the fall with critical injuries, but was immediately stoned to death in front of a crowd of spectators, including children. The barbarism of ISIS is simply unbelievable. One of the world's leading Sunni clerics, chairman of the European Council for Fatwa and Research, was asked how gay people should be punished. And he replied as follows, quote, "Some say we should throw them from a high place like God did with the people of Sodom. Some say we should burn them, and so on. There is disagreement," that is about the punishment, "but the important thing is to treat this act as a crime," end quote. The Sunni cleric clearly says that homosexuality is criminal in nature. It's morally wrong, and therefore must be treated as a crime. Crime. And virtually all Islamic clerics agree. In the United States, one Muzamil Siddiqui, former president of the Islamic Society of North America, wrote the following. Homosexuality is a moral disorder. It's a moral disorder. It is a moral disease, a sin, and corruption. No person is born homosexual, says Siddiqui, just like no one is born a thief, a liar, or a murderer. People acquire these evil habits due to a lack of proper guidance and education. The words of one Muzamil Siddiqui. So then, this Muslim leader thinks that homosexuality is a moral disorder and a disease. A moral disorder and a disease. That's biological. He thinks it is also a sin and corruption, morally wrong. Siddiqui thinks that homosexuality is not genetic, that one is not born homosexual, but the practice thereof acquired primarily as a result of improper guidance and education. Small wonder, is it not, then, that there seems to be indeed, in the words of M.S. Ali, an Islamic jihad against homosexuals. Wonder if the liberal press takes notice of that. President Barack Hussein Obama, of course, blames the horrific Orlando attack by Omar Mateen on lax gun laws. Donald Trump blames immigration, allowing terrorists in America. But Professor Ali says that neither is right. This is not, says Ali, primarily about guns or immigration, but rather, in her words, it is about a deeply dangerous ideology that is infiltrating American society in the guise of religion. End quote, Ali. The guise of religion. This deeply dangerous ideology to which Professor Ali refers is, of course, the Islamic version of homophobia. Ali goes on to say the following. Homophobia comes in many forms, but none is more dangerous in our time than the Islamic version. Did you hear that, members of the LGBT community? Did you hear that? How right the professor is if, in fact, this dangerous ideology, this Islamic version of homophobia, can sponsor killings and mass murders of homosexuals as occurred in Orlando. If it does that, it is dead darn wrong. Violence against homosexuals, as against anybody, is abominable. No matter your own personal beliefs about homosexuality, violence against homosexuals is abominable. That violence, whether driven by Islam or any other ideology, it must be stopped. The wicked heart of man produces the violence, not the gun President Obama or the immigrant terrorist Mr. Trump. One may believe that the practice of homosexuality is morally wrong, and so many do. But such a judgment can never justify violence. Never. Our country and the world over will continue to see the Orlando massacre replicated unless this dangerous ideology, this hatred, is confronted and eradicated. Islam, of all ideologies, should take the lead in condemning violence against homosexuality in every way. But there does seem to be a growing number of gay Muslims who are coming out openly, declaring themselves as such and defying Islam. Such an one was Michael Sinan, who earned the title of Mr. Gay Denmark. Michael Sinan says openly the following. It is possible to be gay and a devoted Muslim. It is, he says. Of course, the vast majority of Muslims disagree, but Sinan goes forward unafraid. That is so even though he has been treated with disrespect and as a joke and by other Muslims who have been cruel and hateful to him. Sinan, undeterred, continues the practice of Islam, worshiping, associating, and fellowshipping with other Muslims no matter the backlash. He continues to encourage other Muslims who are gay to come out. Come out, gay Muslims, and openly identify and practice your lifestyle, all the while continuing the full practice of Islam. As with the Christian Church, which condemns homosexuality as morally wrong, now so with Islam, challenged, even defied, and the battle rages. I think it will be most interesting to see how predominantly Muslim countries react. There are laws, religious, Sharia, and secular, which forbid the practice of homosexuality and provide severe punishment as retribution. The world will watch to see whether Islam stands firm, convicts, and most importantly, meets out punishment like death, or whether a new tolerance or acceptance will continue to grow the world over, including the world of Islam. Do you think it will? Perhaps that would never happen in Iran, or certainly Islamic State, not with ISIS, or perhaps nations like Afghanistan or even Saudi Arabia. But with the growing number of Islamic LGBT members, and as these new Muslims practice homosexuality, official Islam will be required to take positions one way or another. Most now state that homosexuality is morally wrong, and so many say it's legally wrong. But will they continue to do so? And even more importantly, will they continue to mete out punishment for the practice thereof? Whatever position official Islam takes, it should rise up and condemn violence. Islam, Muslims, rise up and condemn violence, violence of any kind, especially the kind of Omar Mateen violence in Orlando. That kind of barbaric action and conduct should be condemned the world over, not only by Islam, but by every religion, and in fact, all of civilized mankind. One can firmly believe that homosexuality, LGBT lifestyle, is morally wrong, and at the same time condemn any form of violence. Perhaps the issue should be confined to the moral, the spiritual, and there should be no laws, no secular laws, which punish the practice. What do you think? Our very own country not only condemns laws against homosexuality, but has elevated the practice, the lifestyle, and the priorities of homosexuality to the level of a constitutional right. It is now a constitutional right. The LGBT community thinks that all countries should do the same, including and especially Muslim-majority countries. What do you think? Most thinking people think homophobia is wrong. I do. Do you? No matter what I think of the practice, homophobia is wrong. Are you one of them? But many other thinking people think homosexuality is morally wrong. Are you one of them? My friends, the issue won't go away, and we have the right, even the duty, to clarify our own thinking and personal judgments. No matter what they are, no one has the right to commit violence against homosexuals. No one. We should do everything possible to make certain that another Omar Mateen massacre never, ever happens again. What do you think about homosexuality?